It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of February, and we brought in pretty much losses across the board. Friday was a tough day for most of the grains, and that pushed some of the markets into the red for the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for February, and what started off as not a bad week finished a little bit concerning, especially when you look at losses being posted in most of the wheat, all three of the wheat complexes. Corn, soybeans did trim its losses towards the end of the week and finished with small gains. Overall, what we're looking at for this short week of trading, a lot of talk of concerns about tariffs coming back into play, as now the Trump administration is looking at placing tariffs on Mexico and Canada starting on March 1st. That sent a little bit of shockwaves through the system and put a little bit of pressure towards the grains. We're also looking at strong demand still being part of what's helping to underline the support, but improving weather conditions for South America as well as the southern U.S. plains added a little bit of pressure as well. We're also seeing some technical selling as these grains are sitting up at highs that we haven't seen since spring. And that caused a little bit of farmer selling and a little bit of profit taking on some of the contracts as well. By the time we wrapped it up, we're going to see Minneapolis wheat finishing down 2 to 3 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 9 to 10. Kansas City lost 11 to 12. Over in the corn market, we lost anywhere from 4 to 5 cents, but we did see 3 to 4 cent gains in the soybeans. Soybean meal was down about a buck to around a dollar. Soybean oil, on the other hand, gained close to 75 to 80 cents, and canola finishing about $4 to $5 higher. As far as the meats are concerned, you know, we struggled this week again as far as the meat market is concerned. Live cattle finished steady for the most part as we waited for a cattle on feed report. The feeder cattle did gain about a dollar to a dollar 60. Hogs, on the other hand, got hit pretty hard this week, dropping anywhere from $4.50 to $5. In the outside markets, crude oil was down 30 cents. Gold was up $49. The dollar was down just a little bit. While we're looking at a Dow Jones that lost over 1,100 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.